In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Now that we've gotten that big April jobs report, what should you be watching in the week ahead?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street was certainly abuzz about that April jobs report, the economy adding 160,000 jobs, unemployment staying at 5%. But what should you watch now? This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Murdock. Let's bring in Brad McMillan. He's Chief Investment Officer for Commonwealth Financial Network. He has $100 billion of assets under management. So, Brad, what should we watch in the week ahead?
It's all about the consumer. Does the consumer feel confident? We saw relatively strong wage gains in the jobs report, so that's got to be positive. But consumers haven't been spending as much as they could. So what we're going to see is we're going to be watching retail sales. We're going to be watching consumer confidence. We're going to be watching the consumer discretionary stocks that announced. Disney is one of them. And seeing, are consumers starting to feel better?
What's your sense about consumers? It's been kind of rough out there for retail sales for the first few months of the year. They are either flat or down.
That's very true. But what's interesting is you have to look at the difference between retail sales, which is primarily goods, and service spending. Retail sales, because they're goods, are affected by deflation elsewhere in the world. Things are simply getting cheaper. So we're seeing perhaps less growth in the dollar amount, but there's a much smaller differential in the volume of sales. So it's actually better than it looks, and you see that in the service numbers.
We also get a report about small business sentiment. What is your sense out there? How do you think folks on Main Street are feeling these days, and that ties into consumer activity?
Well, there's a real disconnect here between the way that consumers are actually doing. If you look at the job growth, the average weekly hours worked went up. You know, so on a labor demand basis, this month was actually every bit as good, if not better, than last month, and how people feel. And you see that in the savings rates going up. And the real thing is, it's not that people can't spend, it's that they're choosing not to. After two terrible quarters, everyone's confidence is shaken, and we need to see whether that confidence is going to come back. I believe it will.
In the coming week, we do expect earnings news from Disney, as you mentioned. We also expect Macy's. Are we out of the earnings woods yet?
We're getting there. We had a really terrible quarter from an expectations perspective. We saw expectations driven down by the largest amount since the financial crisis. But as I said, actually, things are not that bad, and there's a real sign that they're starting to stabilize and get better. We've seen the service sector surveys tick up significantly. So I think we're moving out of the woods, and the consumers and small business will respond to that reasonably soon.
What's left to watch on the earnings front?
Right now, we just want to see how it finishes up. I'm curious about how consumer discretionary finishes. We've had some relatively good results there, which again speaks to the improving consumer climate. I'm also watching to see how much materials and energy bounce back. We've seen substantial improvement there. It's still not good, but relatively speaking, we're starting to see a bottom.
Are you concerned about the U.S. election? This seems to be the loudest U.S. election I can remember in my lifetime. We have a lot of activity out there, a lot of headlines, a lot of tweets flying here and there. As an investor, how do you plan for the next 6 months?
Well, John, first of all, you're absolutely correct. There's a lot of noise out there. I would say we need to look at two things. The first is to remember that, in fact, what's said in the campaign and what actually gets done when someone gets elected are two very different things. So I think it's important not to overreact to where we are now. That said, the second point, we do have more uncertainty from a policy standpoint than we've had in decades. You know, normally we have a center-left and a center-right candidate, and you can pretty much define where we're going to be a year from now. This time, it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. So there's substantially more uncertainty. And I think that is acting as a drag on the economy and the markets.
He is Brad McMillan, Chief Investment Officer for Commonwealth Financial Network, joining us from outside Boston. Brad, thank you for your time.
Thank you, John.
And if you like this podcast, check out our others like Watching Your Wealth and Money Beat and Heard on the Street. You can find all those shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. We're also on the Amazon Echo. And now, if you got an Android device, check us out on the Google Play Music app. I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.